Blog Talk Radio.
Come on.
Everyone, and welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals, number 168 and counting, and we're moving right along here. I want to welcome all you new listeners aboard tonight, and all you returning listeners, give a big shout out to all of you for returning and standing and sticking up with me. Besides all Voices Care for Animals, that was also on TS Radio, Marty Oakley, the Voices Care for Animals number 1 through number 163. They're all live. It was recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. If you'd like to check them out, all amazing guests and callers and listeners, and we're going to keep going here on to Animal Advocates Radio. I am Debbie Dahmer. I am your host, and I just want to go over a couple things before we get the show started tonight. We got another great guest on tonight. She's returning. She was on 4 other shows on TS Radio, Marty Oakley. This show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette Online. If you'd like to check it out, there is a big article. There's some links to Watchdog Mary's website, Facebook page, Twitter, and try to get involved in any way you can help out, because together we can all make a difference. We just got to at least try, everyone. So yeah, every effort counts. So do what you can to help these animals, because they can't help themselves. They are like children and elderly. They're voiceless and defenseless, helpless and innocent. And without us, they have no hope to carry on. And every day, every hour, every minute, and they're involved with pain and suffering, that is way too long for them. So everyone, please, you know, do what you can. Contact your state representatives. And here's a number that I want to give out every week to write down, put it in your contacts, because all of our voices do matter out there, and they will listen. So don't ever think that they don't. But the area code is 202-224-3121. And I will repeat that, area code 202-224-3121. And that's to find your state representative or senator. It's going to ask you to put your zip code in. Press 1 for senator. Press 2 for representative. You can call 24/7, everyone. Try to be professional and polite. After hours, just leave a voicemail on weekends. And, you know, just stand up for the animals, be their voices and be strong ones, because all together, you know, one person can save an animal's life. But when there's thousands of us taking part, we save thousands more. So put that in back of your mind and, you know, help that animal out. Be kindness rocks out there, everybody. Whatever you could do daily to be kind to a human or an animal, it'll put a big smile on your face and their face, or make an animal happy. So if you see a stray animal out there, you know, try to help that animal out. It's tough living out there in the wild. And I wanted to go over a couple more things here. I wanted to give some shout outs here. thanking everybody. Deb Potomano, she's listening tonight. She's like my press agent, and she helps. She's been along on my by my side since the beginning, and she's going to be talking a little bit later. Thank you, Deb Potomano, Animal Warrior sister. Thanks for all you're doing, all the sharing you're doing out there. Take action. Help ban animal gas chambers. Megan Mason and Holly Smith, they help promote this show every week on Facebook. Go by there and press, you know, like and see what you can, how you can help with them on these. There's a few gas chambers out there in the United States, everyone. Let's get them all banned. Voices Care for Animal Support Group, all the admins on there, including myself, the Paul's Call Show, Lee Foster, and she's awesome out there. She has a Facebook page. Fans of Animal Rights, Arlene, thank you so much. You got a big page going there, and it's rocking. All of you guys are rocking. Help fight the war against all animal cruelty. Evelyn Pendle and Debbie Eisman, you're great out there. Keep up the great work you're doing. Voice for Animals on Facebook. There's another one that's, you know, hey, all of us together, coming together as one, we can, you know, we're a team, and teamwork rocks and teamwork matters. Teamwork wins. Voice for Animals, Sean Walters on Twitter. A big shout out to you. Paul's Pet Foundation out there, Sam Diaz, go give you a big thank you too for all you're doing in Pompano. Everybody together, you know, we can make a difference. I've seen it happen. A lot of victories come through. Sometimes we don't think the victories come fast enough, but you know, the more of us that come together, the faster changes will be made. And calling on to, you know, radio, AM, FM stations, newspapers, magazines, you know, news reporters. Hey, let's be all one big team under one roof and get the word out on this awareness, because we all are one team. And once this happens, you'll see so many victories come through that'll make all of our heads spin. So let's be a positive change and an impact on this world, not a negative, and not do anything about it. But the chat room is open, everyone. If you'd like to join in, sign in from blogtalkradio.com and up in your right-hand corner. And you can sign in from Facebook or Twitter. Just scroll down past the comments and a chat room will appear. All these shows are live and recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number, everyone, you can call in a little bit later, is area code 310-982-4270. Press 1, and I'll let you in if you have any comments or questions for Watchdog Mary tonight. And also, by that same number is the same every week. And so just kind of keep that logged in your contacts. And just remember, try refraining from any noises or sounds in the background, TVs, radios, conversations, and you're more than welcome to come on board. This number, like I said, it's the same every week, so you can listen to the show or call in. You're more than welcome to be a voice for the animals, because they need all of us. You know, just like the children and elderly, the defenseless, helpless voice of the innocent. Let's rock the airwaves tonight, everybody. Because for the animals, because they so well deserve. And I want to bring on my returning guest tonight, and her name is Watchdog Mary, a.k.a. Mary Swagger. And I am Pitbull Debbie. How are you doing, Watchdog Mary? Welcome back.
I'm well, Debbie. Thanks so much for having me back.
No problem. You're so welcome. Yep. And you've been on several shows, and I love it. All these great interviews. And all you Watchdog Mary supporters out there, thank you for listening in, and keep coming back, because she deserves it. And Watchdog Mary, you want to go ahead and refresh the audience of, you know, who you are, how you got started, and what your topic is tonight? Because we know the local shelters out there are euthanizing, you know, not giving enough notice, you know. And so go ahead, go right ahead. You're live and on the air.
Thanks, Debbie. Well, I'm an investigative journalist who writes and covers animal issues, and I want to ask everyone listening tonight to ask questions. First of all, do you know how many animals your local shelter is euthanizing each year? Do you know how many animals they take in every year? How many animals are returned to their owners? How many animals are adopted out? How many go to rescue groups? If you don't know the answers to those questions, you need to find out, because animal control starts at the local level. Every community, that means your city, your town, your county, has some sort of animal control arrangement, whether that means they pick up the stray animals, the stray dogs and cats, whether they take owner surrenders, that means where someone can't keep their animal anymore and they turn them into a shelter. You need to find out what your local shelter is doing. When you hear these staggering, huge statistics that millions of animals are killed in shelters each year, that all starts on the local level. And until people know and find out, and it's not that hard, what their local animal control system is doing and try to evaluate it, those animals are going to be kept in the dark. So those animals are counting on you to find out. And all those numbers where I was talking about the millions of animals a year, that all starts at the local level. So your local animal control facility might be great, and they might be working really hard to save the animals. Some animal control facilities are euthanizing hundreds and thousands of dogs and cats a year. And so that's how those statistics of millions of dogs and cats killed in shelters each year comes from. And some of that could be happening in your local community, and you have no idea. And unless you start asking, unless you find out, that's going to continue. And I'm going to tell you how you can find out, because it's not that hard, really. So basically, go ahead, Debbie.
Yeah, you go ahead, because everyone, please, you know, if you don't have a pen and paper in front of you, all these shows are archived, so you can always go back to them and listen to them 24/7. Okay, so any important information, which all these shows do have, you know, and not only that, but spread the word. So bring the awareness. Go right ahead, Watchdog Mary.
So a lot of this information is also on my website. I wrote it up because I can't tell you how many people ask me about this. People, the whole reason I got into writing about animals and doing videos and Facebook live shots about animals is because I was an investigative journalist and I was doing a lot of consumer columns, you know, things like how to save money, how to battle your credit card company, that kind of thing. And people started messaging me and emailing me and said, hey, if you want to investigate something, check out this animal shelter. Now, I've always been a big animal lover, and I've always adopted my dogs, and my family's adopted their dogs, and I volunteer in animal rescue. But so I thought, okay, let me check this out. What's going on in these shelters? And I was floored. So I live in the Northeast in the New England area, and, you know, the shelters up here have not all of them, but animal control is a little bit different up here than it is in the South. And in the South, there's a lot of staggering numbers of animals that are euthanized. I think it's just warmer. The animals are probably outside more. Spay and neuter isn't done as much. And that's not to say that shelters in the Northeast and the North are meccas, because there's some bad actors out there as well. That's why it's so important for people to figure out what's going on. One town could do a great job, and the town next to yours could do a horrible job. So it all starts at the local level. So if you want to find out what your local shelter is up to, here's what you do. You can start by asking them. You can pay them a visit. You can also simply, if you want to do this just from your computer, go and look up the city, town, or the county's website. See who's in charge of animal control. Sometimes there'll be an animal control department. Sometimes it'll be a police or sheriff's department. And you send them what's called a public records request. Reporters do it all the time. Now, it's really simple. You're not writing up a huge legal brief or a legal document. All you do is email and say, under the public records law, I'd like to request the number of animals taken in. Why don't you try the last 2 years? And then say you'd like to find out the outcome of each animal, and then ask how many animals were returned to their owners, how many animals were adopted, how many animals were transferred to rescue groups or to a foster program, and how many animals are euthanized. And that's what you need to find out. All shelters are required to keep records. Sometimes the records are really organized. They can zap you over a computerized PDF or Excel spreadsheet. Sometimes they're kept on hand and, you know, on like pen and paper, literally, on different pieces of paper. I've seen them kept in logbooks, but sometimes they can photocopy those for you and send them over as a PDF or in copies. I've literally gone to some animal shelters because these files should be open for public inspection if you want to go down and see them. And I have looked through just pieces of paper that show, you know, this beagle was taken in and here's the outcome. And I've had to add up the numbers myself with chicken scratches on another pieces of paper. But these records should all be publicly available. If they're not, then that is a whole nother story. If a shelter fights you for getting this information, email me. You can do that through my website, watchdogmary.com, because these should very much be open and public records. You can also reach out to the mayor or the town manager as well. So every state has different public records laws, but all of them kind of have the same spirit, and these numbers and this information should definitely be public and be released to you. And then take a look at those numbers. There's a couple of models out there in terms of trying to evaluate this information once you get it. There's basically something called no-kill, and that's what ideally a couple of groups like American Pets Alive and Nathan Winograd, who started the no-kill revolution, have really come up with an amazing kind of system of trying to evaluate how well these shelters are doing. You get the numbers. And let's say they are euthanizing more than, oh, I guess look at it the opposite way. If they are saving 90% or more of the animals, that means 90% or less or more are saved. The shelter, according to the no-kill standards, is doing a pretty good job. What a lot of groups like the American No-Kill Society and Nathan Winograd and the No-Kill Revolution are pushing for is that there should not be what's called catch-and-kill animal control. That means these animals come in, the shelter does nothing to market them, to return them to their owner, to try to get them adopted, or to try to network with rescue groups. And they just euthanize them. They think that's just the easier way to do things. And so they're trying to put the kibosh on that. They're trying to push shelters to start outreach, to start adoptions and rescue groups and, you know, work with and start foster programs. So that's what the goal is. So if you start to see these numbers and the shelter is killing a large percentage of animals, that's when you know there's a red flag. And so you really need to kind of check that out, because no one may know that there's a hideous secret in your local shelter. It's really scary.
Yes,
and then once you get...
Go ahead, watch Dog Mary.
Oh,
it's
sure,
scary.
Sure.
It is very scary, and it's sickening.
Oh, it absolutely is. And a lot of shelters now, a lot of municipalities and communities are also now working with nonprofit shelters. They will contract these nonprofit shelters in their communities' animals. And there's been, in a lot of states, there's been a lot of concern about this. And while these nonprofit groups and shelters that take in communities' animals, and the communities are paying these shelters with your taxpayer money to do this, they should also, if they're a good shelter, release to you these same statistics. You cannot make a public records request to a nonprofit shelter, but I've asked 20 of them for their numbers, and they've all told me. And so if they don't tell you, you also have a right to know. And if a nonprofit shelter doesn't tell you, then you should go right to your city, town, or county officials and tell them that and say, you know, you are using my money, my taxpayer money, to employ this shelter to take care of the animals, and I want to know what's happening. So there definitely are, there's ways to demand accountability. And if you don't know that, it's really scary. But all of this animal control starts at the local level. And so it really starts with every single person finding out what's going on in their community and trying to evaluate those numbers. And if you do see a large number of animals being euthanized, you need to ask them why. Like, what's going on? And some might say they were too injured, the animal was suffering, or the animal was incredibly aggressive. You have to start kind of narrowing this down and looking at this and asking even more questions. So if they're euthanizing a number of animals because they're aggressive, you really have to kind of say to them, were they really aggressive or were they just scared in the shelter? Because that happens a lot. Those animals come in, you know, the animals are scared. They sense the fear in the air from other animals. And a lot of dogs, especially when you get them out of the cage or the kennel they're in and bring them out to some shelters have play yards or a grassy area or even out on a leash, they change. You know, you see the stress kind of lift off their face, and they're a completely different dog. So you need to look at how these shelters are evaluating these dogs to call them aggressive before they decide to euthanize them, because they might just be scared to death. It might be that they're reacting with fear or fear aggression. So that's kind of the ways that you can kind of figure out what's going on in your local shelter. And if you see that the shelter is euthanizing a high amount of animals, I also recommend kind of snooping around. And this is what I've done when I've evaluated some shelters, is look and see, do they have a city website or an animal shelter website where they're advertising these dogs as being found? Are they posting, you know, black lab found last night on Main Street? Is this your dog? And then are they also advertising, if no one claims these animals, are they advertising them for adoption? Are they saying, you know, come on down, these are the animals that need homes, we'd love to have you? Are they posting animals on Pet Finder and Adopt a Pet and the pet adoption sites? You need to look and see how they're networking these animals. Do they have social media pages? Facebook has been instrumental and saving a lot of animals. People look at those posts, and a lot of the social media, even Instagram, and a lot, I'm not sure if they're onto Snapchat that much, but they've been absolutely instrumental in spreading the word across the world about some animals. So you need to see what kind of outreach is the shelter doing. How hard are they working to network these animals? How hard are they working to save these animals? And those are the questions that you have to ask. And you can find a lot of this out from not even leaving your pajamas and your couch and your computer. You send in an email public records request, start looking around, see how they're advertising, see if they're marketing these dogs for adoption, see if they're trying to network with rescue groups. You can do all of this. You just need a computer and an internet connection. So getting the information is not that hard. But a lot of people have decided to go down and even pay their local shelters a visit. Now, these places should be open to the public. You should be able to go in them and see the animals that are there. You know, if you wanted to go and see if your dog or cat was there, you'd absolutely want to go in there. And I know I've been involved and I've covered stories and written articles where people have gone down to their local shelters, and some of them are magnificent. So let me first say that some of them are great and spotless, and they have hardworking volunteers, and they're just simply amazing. But other people, unfortunately, have gone down to their local shelters, and they've found disasters. In Kennedy, Texas, for example, several years ago, some people decided to go check out what was going on with their local animal control, and they found kennels with live dogs next to dead dogs just sitting in the same kennel. So they've kind of found a horror show. But yeah. And there's a lot of times that people find, you know, dogs that are lying in their own waste, that are sick, that are suffering, that are emaciated. Sometimes they may have come in these ways. They may have come in really thin, or they may have been hit by a car. But, is someone helping these animals? Is someone giving them medical care? Is someone giving them pain medication? These are all the things that someone needs to kind of look at. Are they overcrowded in the kennels? Do they seem dirty? This is something that would really behoove people to go down and take a look and just kind of see what's going on themselves. And you know what? If you see something that is a red flag or just doesn't seem right, whip out your phone and take pictures, take video, because no one else might know what's going on. In the Kennedy, Texas case, that's what somebody did, is they took pictures of it and they started posting it on social media. You can't believe how some of these things take off like wildfire on social media. And now that whole area down there in Kennedy, after all of this blew up, it has now gone no kill. The local community got so upset. They got a lot of volunteers together. People were mad. And now that's a no-kill shelter, and they're saving a ton of dogs. They're taking care of them completely differently. And so sometimes these things just have to be exposed. And then if you were to say to your neighbor, you know, you won't believe this, but our shelter is euthanizing 70% of the animals that go in there. You know, people get mad about that, but they might not know because no one ever asked. No one ever thought about it. And for whatever reason, the local community just doesn't make it a top priority. And so once you know the numbers, once you know what the shelter physically looks like, once you see the conditions the animals are being kept in, that's when you can make a call for change. And you can say, this is not right. You can post on social media. You can go to your local media outlets. If you were to go to a reporter, whether it's the newspaper or a television reporter, and say, look, you know, I made a public records request. I got these numbers. You know, I have these pictures. I'm really upset by this, and I'm happy to do an interview with you. Or, you know, you can look in it yourself. You know, if you send all of that to a reporter in your community that you respect, or even tell one, like, you know, here's an exclusive story. I'll only give this to you if you're interested. You know, you've done a lot of homework for that reporter. They're, of course, going to verify your numbers and the public records and things like that. But you've already given them a huge lead and a start on that. And so I've seen a lot of instances where someone started making a public records request. What they found made them very upset. They started posting on social media. They contacted the local media, and then the local media jumped on it. And all of this is how change has happened. And it's really changed a lot of communities. You know, San Antonio, Texas, for example, years ago, that shelter would euthanize just tens of thousands of animals. I mean, they take in tens of thousands of animals, and they still do euthanize animals. But they've improved a lot over the past five or 10 years, and even now, just because the community got mad. They called for change. They made animal control committees. You know, this has happened in a lot of areas, but you need the local people to know what is going on in the shelter, what they're upset about, and then go to your town council meetings, go to the mayor, go to the town manager, go to the police department if they run the shelter. You know, if someone's doing a bad job, call them out on it, because the animals don't have a voice, as we all say many times, and nobody may know that they're just going into like a black hole, and they get held for a stray hold period, and then they get euthanized, and no one would ever know that they're there. No one ever tried to network them. Even if they were looking for their dog, they might not know where they went or who was holding them. And it can just be a devastating situation. But it all starts with you. So if you're listening to this tonight and you don't know your community's numbers, find out. And on my website, I have a whole article called How to Investigate Your Local Shelter and Why You Should. And there's bullet points about all of this and how you can do it and that kind of thing. But it's really worth knowing, because sometimes you might think, this is great. My community is doing a great job. And you might want to say to them, how can I help you? How can we make this even better? And it might be dismal, and you might need to say, okay, we really need to make this better. This has got to stop and things need to change. So that's how critical just one person can be. One person with a computer and the internet sending in an email requesting this information. You can change the world. You can change your community, and you can be the one that helps save, you know, hundreds and thousands of animals in the future. And then if you do find out that your community needs a little help, there's a lot of great resources out there. As I mentioned, there's Nathan Winograd and the No Kill Revolution, and there's American Pets Alive, and they have lots of information on their websites about how to make your local community no kill. So you can go to those websites, and a lot of it starts with just some of the things I was talking about. How do they network the animals? And you can help network them. You can help them develop a foster community. Some of it, so much of it is just education. You know, maybe the guy, and I definitely see this, and I shouldn't say guy, but maybe the person that the city or town or county has decided to let run the animal shelter is like the DPW guy. I think that happened out in a city in Arizona where he was just throwing them all in a big pen, a big pen, a big pen, and they were just stacking up. And he didn't want to euthanize them, you know, and I get that. But they were just, no one was really caring for them. And that was a disaster. So sometimes it's just educating the city employees, the town employees, the county employees. Listen, there's a better way to do this. Here's what you can do, and we're going to help you. And, you know, cities and towns and counties don't have big budgets for this. So they rely on volunteers. And that's where you get involved and you round up local community members. And, you know, you might go down there and someone might pick a day each week to take pictures of the dog and get them up on social media, or the cat, and to post them and say, is this your dog or cat? You know, if nobody claims this dog or cat in 3 days, then this dog or cat will be up for adoption. You know, so sometimes it's just something, it's so easy just to kind of find out at the local level. And if everybody were to do this in their communities, it would make such a difference in those staggering numbers of statistics that you hear each year about millions of animals being killed in shelters. So really encourage everybody to be their own pet detective and find this information out. And if anybody has any questions about this or they're getting stonewalled, feel free to shoot me an email or message me through Facebook. I get swamped sometimes and I try to catch up with them as I can. But as a journalist, when I see public officials stonewalling people who make public records requests, that really makes me upset. Debbie, are you still there?
Yeah. Okay, hello. Watch Little Mary. Yeah.
Okay, you're still there, right? All of a sudden,
I
didn't hear anything.
Yeah, I just lost audio there for a minute, but it's okay.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe I like clicked out and I was talking to no one.
No, that would never happen. I wouldn't let that happen.
I just gave this whole big spiel and nobody was listening. That would be my luck.
Yeah, I'm sorry to put you in there. No, I know that. You know, you're a great inspiration out there, Watchdog Mary. And I wanted to announce this because a big congratulations, because everyone out in all the audience, Mary has won more than 24 local, regional, national, and international journalism awards for investigative consumer feature reporting and writing, including 14 Emmy Awards and 7 Edward R. Muir Awards and numerous Associated Press honors. Watchdog Mary giving you a standing ovation. You are amazing. And
oh,
keep
my goodness.
Up
thank you.
What you're doing. Oh, my goodness. And audience, she's a,
thank
you know,
you.
Go by her website and her Facebook page, Twitter, and check out everything she's doing. She's been on Voices Carry for Animals, TS Radio, you know, 4 other times. Voices Carry for Animals, number 117, number 126 with Jeremy Boss as a guest, number 138 with Dr. Ellen Jefferson, Voices Carry for Animals, number 162, and now Voices Carry for Animals, number 168, Watchdog Mary, and you're always welcome back here, always. So all your inspiring work, you know.
Well, thank you so much for having me back. You know, we're all in this together. I mean, that's the whole point, is that if everybody does something, if everybody even checks out their local community, it's going to make a big, staggering difference across the country.
Yes, it is. You know, because these animals in shelters, you know, it's a very stressful life anyway. You know, they're in behind cages. Animal abusers belong behind cages, not animals. So everyone out there, whatever you could do, to even like school field trips to go by, you start these children out young to show animals, you know, treat them with dignity and respect, and spend some time with them, take them walks, maybe even adopt. You know, don't shop, spay, neuter your pets. There's always always solutions to all these problems. You know, volunteer, you know, scope it out. You're be their boss when you go in there and see if everything's, you know, like Watchdog Mary was talking, make sure everything is suitable and relaxing for the animals, that they're not laying in feces or, you know, barking too much and, you know, just aggravated. Because they deserve a TLC home, all of them. And we only wished all of them had them homes. But they don't. So please do whatever you can. Look in the yellow pages under animal shelters. Visit them and get involved. You know, that's, getting involved doesn't take much. Just do what you can do to make it a better life and future for them. Because these animals deserve our attention. And what Watchdog Mary's doing and the awareness and the education, you know, keep your ears open, your eyes open, listen. Don't, you know, animals shouldn't be put to the back burner or ignored. You know, we all share this earth temporarily with them. And if we don't stand up for them, everyone, you know, they have no hope to carry on. And we have to. We have to be their voices. So take
oh,
that,
yeah,
you know, 15 minutes a day, an hour. It's amazing, Watchdog Mary, what I could do within an hour. I get so much done. I mean, I'm talking on all social networks that I'm on. I am fast on the computer. And it doesn't get much easier than help make changes in this world in the comfort of your own home. You know, have the computer,
yeah,
the phone,
yeah, people can
the fax. So, you know, an email.
People can do so much.
Yes.
Just from your computer, you can do so much. You know, maybe someone is involved with a local shelter in, you know, California, let's say, and they have a friend who's retired living in New York. The person can text the pictures of the animals to the person in New York. They can log in to a Petfinder account and a website and just start posting these animals. You know, I mean, that's the age we live in, where all you need is an internet connection and a computer, and you can be saving lives. You're always going to need people on the ground, and you're always going to need people in the shelters, but you can get somebody to help you anywhere in the world.
Yes, and the social media, the power of social media alone, you know, even with the volunteers that work there, they could even put them on their Facebook wall or their Twitter or their Pinterest. I see them all over the place, you know, trying to save lives and, you know, groups. And I've noticed, Watchdog Mary, the activity, the action takers in these Facebook groups and pages is getting, you know, it's down from when I first got on Facebook. And I'm like, we need some more people to show up and do their part, you know, to whatever it takes. Because, you know, just like I got 5,000 friends on Facebook and over, you know, 1,100 followers. But not everybody sees my posts, only 3-7% of that total. So, you know, so really if them people, that 3-7% is not on Facebook, there's nobody getting my posts really, you know, so... Everyone, please do your part. And I'm in Facebook jail right now, and that doesn't help matters, you know.
Oh, no.
So, from sharing it to groups. So
yeah.
And everybody, I need your help out there, because I'm not alone out there in Facebook jail. Deb Pondamano will tell you about that. But please go up to that question mark in the upper right-hand corner of Facebook. And it, click on report a problem and then general feedback and try to be professional and polite. But please tell them to, with these animal advocates getting suspended all the time and myself, you know, go after the hackers and the cyber bullies and the child rapists and the murderers and the elder abusers, terrorists and people like that. Because we need our voices out there for these animals. You know, try to be, let's slam that report, everybody, because I've noticed a lot of people have disappeared off Facebook, a lot of big activists. So, you know, what's going on here? It all adds up. But Watchdog Mary, we got a caller if you want to take any calls. Area code 541. You're live and on the air. Go right ahead. Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio. Go right ahead. Thank you.
Hello, this is Christina from Foss. How are you guys?
Good. Hey, Christina, you got some sound in the background. I think it's like, are you on a speakerphone or there's outside or something?
I'm on speaker. Would it be better if I took it off?
Yeah, yeah, please. Check it out. Thank you for calling in. There's some sounds in the background. I want everybody to hear you guys. You know, I want your voice to go clear. You know, rock the airways. Go right ahead. Good.
I was just going to suggest that, you know, if there's anybody out there that has good computer skills and are retired, local shelters, a lot of them can use somebody that can go in there and build a Facebook page or a website that has some graphic knowledge and whatnot. And those are the sites that really do the best good for their animals, the ones that have you know, some wonderful photos and you know, the special little imaging and graphics and whatnot. A lot of the shelters in our country don't have that. You know, they have a Facebook page, but they don't really have a really good, you know, graphics engineer. And if you can, if you have that capability, if you have that, you know, I don't. I'm not a real computer literate. I try. But if you have that, volunteer at your local shelter and build up their Facebook page, build up their, you know, get exposure. Those are the ones that catch eyes. Those are the ones that, you know, do the best good for their animals.
And it's so easy to start a Facebook page. You know, even if you take a couple cute pictures of the shelter animals, you can really start growing it out.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like our local shelter here has a Facebook page, and they post a lot of their different shelter animals on this page, you know. But I'm on the computer a lot, and I see all their events, the fundraisers and this and that, but I never see any posts coming through of the animals. And I know they're putting them on their page. They're just not sharing them, you know. And though I would encourage anybody that, you know, has some time to, you know, a lot of times when you go down to the shelter, you can use their computers and whatnot. If you've got the knowledge how to do some really good graphics and get those animals exposed, you know, those are the ones that get out there, that get saved, you know.
Yeah, and that can really be done by anywhere in the world. So if you are in Tennessee and your local shelter needs some help, you know, some computer guru in Canada can help. You know, they don't have to be right there. The people need to be on site taking the pictures, of course, but people can help anywhere in the world to start building out these sites and helping post animals and things like that.
Every bit counts, you know. And Watch Dog Mary, this is Christina. They're having a big nationwide rally on June 1st, you know, on the state capitals, trying to get...
Oh, really?
Yes. And I told, you know, Christina, they got... And thank you guys on the Paws Across America Advocacy. They have been promoting this, you know, my show on their website, and thank you. That's what I call teamwork, and, you know, trying to get the word out there, more people to show up, you know, standing up for the animals. It's on a Friday, and everyone, you know, check out their website, Paws Across America Advocacy. It's Christine.org, is it? And that's what it is. And you know,
I believe so. Sorry.
That's all right. I'll you know. Because I've been passing it around. You know, I can look it up, you know. But, you know, it takes teamwork to see any victories. And I love seeing victories, and I know both of you do too. And that's why we're doing what we're doing. Because, you know, the more of us that come together, the faster the changes, the more victories come in. And we're jumping to this ceiling, and we don't want to stop there. We want to keep going, you know. Because I stand up on this radio for all animals. It's a need. And there's a lot going on out there. There's too many issues and not enough action takers. So that's what we need, them action takers. You know, hit those victories. So that, because the animals especially thank all of us when they see their lives turning for the better, you know, and they deserve it because they can't, you know, they're just like us, but they just speak another language and they're so innocent and adorable. You know, we can't blame the animals. We have to blame we the people, everyone, because we are at fault for some of these conditions that they're in, and when it needs to be stopped, and we can do that. It just takes teamwork, dedication, involvement, and stay involved. Be a part, you know, positive impact on this world, because it's not a pretty picture out there in this world, everyone, and we all know that, for humans or animals, and it's sad and it's heartbreaking. So please come together as one and do your part. Put a little love in your heart and do your part. The animals so well.
And unite. We need to really unite.
There you go, right there. Yep. Unite to fight, and, you know, we stand and we win. That's the key. You know, contact your legislators. Let them know, because the politicians are the big dogs. You know, we the people own America. Not the government, but they are the big dogs. We vote them in and we vote them out. So make sure your representative is, you know, animal friendly, that loves animals, and will stand up for them. Because if
exactly.
they don't,
and this is a voting year too. This is a
yes,
this is a midterm election. So all your city officials, your county commissioners, your state senators and state house reps, and your congressional leaders on Capitol Hill, all of them. This is when we vote them in and out. So find out which ones have good animal voting records, which ones have a good animal platform. Because if we can't work with them, we can't get the laws changed. We can't get stiffer penalties. We can't get, you know, tougher ordinances and so on and so forth. So we have to be able to work
right.
with them.
We all got to work together, you know. No drama. Just work together. Take care of business. Because, you know, these animals can't call up at this radio station. You know, they can't call the police. They rely on us for a lot of things, you know, to feed them, let them out to the restroom, their water, you know, care and love. All animals love to be cared for and loved. And they deserve it. You know, I know all of our pets at home, where the bond between us, I have a dog and two cats, and it's amazing. And all three of my pets were abandoned, okay? So I told them, all of them, you never have to worry about being abandoned again, okay? Because you're in a TLC home now, so there's nothing to worry about. So they're spoiled now, okay? But before that, they wasn't. They was left without no food or water out in the outside. And that's so cruel and inhumane. And just think, they're not alone. There's thousands of them out there that do that. And it's sad. Why? You know, it's terrible. But we can all make a difference in all of this. And I know Watchdog Mary's out there making a difference, and so are you, Christina, all you animal advocates out there. You're doing. Thank you. You know, you hear about animal advocates. Oh, they're crazy and they're this and that, terrorists. No, I don't think so. This is freedom of speech, opinion, and expression. Everyone, let's not let it go down the toilet. You know, we all.
Well, that's
deserve...
why I think it's so important that people
yes.
fight these battles based on facts, and that's why people need to make the public records request. They need to see what's rooted in fact. And once they have the real information, they can make a compelling argument where they don't sound like an animal crazy. They can say, look, here's what's going on. You are killing this many animals a year. And, you know, that upsets me and we need to change that. And there's no animal craziness that comes from saying
no.
something like that.
Yeah.
And
that's
just
right.
from fighting these things with facts. And that's what you need to do.
Yeah. And, you
I
know,
so totally agree with that.
Yes, definitely. I mean, just like peaceful protests, you know, rallies. You know, they don't have to bring violence into them or invite the SWAT team. And, I've been in plenty of rallies standing up, you know, for what I believe in and making own signs, getting the poster board from the dollar store and the markers and getting very, you know, decorating them and even bringing extra ones there. And not only that, is to call the legislators up, write them emails, make them phone calls, because, you know, that's what it takes. It doesn't have to bring violence or craziness or throwing rocks. You know, let's do what's right for the animals. It's 2018, and there's still a lot of issues out there that's not even been recognized yet, you know, that's rolled over from the 20th century. So every minute counts on this pain and suffering, everybody. So let them, the animals, live in, you know, because there's a lot of mental suffering going on out there. Look at the rescues and stuff and staying in cages. We don't want to be tied up or in a cage. And let's make sure that I know I wouldn't, you know, and I've seen so many freedom pictures where that animal, the dog gets out and runs free and jumps. And it's just so heartwarming to see freedom for that animal. And just think, one person
videos of the animals coming out of the shelter and they're jumping for joy. They're so great.
Yes, that is awesome. You think, wow, you know how happy you made that animal to come out of there, that dog or that cat, or freedom. I just see one last night, speaking of that, came out of the shelter, was jumping all over the place out in the parking lot. It was so cute.
I love those videos.
I love those freedom pictures. They are, and it brings a big smile to your face. Because you know that animal is happy. And you know that family. Yes. But together we can make a difference, everyone. We just got to at least try and give it our best shot out there on any issue out there. Because I know there's a lot, and I've had a lot of shows, you know, on different topics, and there's this, you know, it's slammed with all these different issues, and there's no way I try to do what I can, but with a lot more people involved, we could be a lot farther, you know, stepping up to the plate and saying, hey, Debbie, I want to help you, or Watchdog Mary, you know, more people saying that, or Christina, how can I help? And, you know, whatever, it's sharing on social media, getting it out there in the news feed on all of them, because that makes a difference. That like button doesn't serve a purpose. That thing's a joke. I don't care if it says happy face, sad face. None of them do any justice.
I have to take off, but it's been very nice talking with you guys this evening, and thank you so much, Mary, for everything you're doing. I've learned a great deal, and I hope everybody was, I really promoted this one, because I really think it's a great subject to, you know, that really needs to be talked about more, you know, and so thank you so much for being on there. Thank you, Debbie, and we'll talk again.
Thank you so much,
Christina,
for your kind words and for calling in.
Thank you, Christina. And remember, go by her Facebook page if you haven't already. Watchdog Mary, just search it. But the Watchdog Mary is together, okay? WATCHDOG, capital MARY. And press the like, and if you can, share it and see what she has on there. She has a... Thank you, Mary, for promoting the show tonight also, like you always do. And on Twitter.com, you know, /WatchdogMary, check that out on her website. They're all great, everybody. So she's got more than 20 years experience of being an investigative journalist. You know, so whatever what she's doing, she's not going to stop. She's got it in her, that energy, and she doesn't want to stop. She wants to make this a better world, right, Watchdog Mary? Because it counts.
Absolutely, but we're all in this together, so everybody kind of needs to check out what's going on in their community.
Yes, and to get involved, that's all it takes. You know, go to public hearings, call your state representatives, your senators, because, you know, don't ever think, I hear these excuses, oh, nobody cares, you know, all they care about is money, profit before people, profit before animals. Well, what we allow is what's going to continue out there, everybody. So there's millions and millions of people out there in this world. And, if you include the ones outside of the United States, we got more. I think it's over 7 billion people. So we got a lot of people out there. And a lot of us, you know, that just step up to the plate and say, hey, enough is enough. These animals need better treatment. So, you know, there's
Absolutely.
Unfair treatment. And there's, you know, so the ones that are in need, let's be their voices, everyone, because they do need us, and they need us now, not a year from now or 5 or 10 years from now, but now. Help make the positive change, because
I sure hope nobody feels like that what they find out and what they think that nobody cares. I hope that no one is ever that sad about things, because absolutely, you know, make people care. Get the numbers, the information. Fight this with facts and with being logical. You don't have to be the animal crazy. And in fact, I think that turns a lot of people off. So that's why I think people need to make the public records request. They need to see the factual basis of what's going on in their communities. They need to go, if they can, pay a visit to the local shelter. You know, you can make people care, but you need to arm them with accurate information. And that's what we do as journalists. You know, we have to put everything we say in fact and in records and public records. And making a public records request is not a big deal. You can make it with bullet points. Here's what I'm requesting. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's it. It doesn't have to be anything formal. You don't need an attorney to do it. You can do it yourself on your computer tonight.
Whatever, in the awareness you're getting out there, in the education, Watchdog Mary. You know, just like I want to, on these shelters and everything, and where pit bulls are always, you know, they're always discriminated against. They take them down, one dog bites, and they want to, you know, all the dogs are accountable. You know, let's stop BSL. There's another issue. You know, that's discrimination, stereotyping, unfair, injustice. You know, these animals can't be accountable for what another animal does. You know, you got to blame the D, not the breed. And my name is Debbie Dahmer. I'm Pitbull Debbie, and I approve this message. So, you know, staying together, everybody. United we stand, not united we fall. And that includes the animals, because they're so awesome. And, you know, they shouldn't be hidden and ignored, swept under the carpet. Bring them out more. They, you know, put them in the spotlight, see what they're up to. You know, in a peaceful way, not abuse or neglect or nothing like that. But let them see more, because we're all, you know, they deserve to be out there with us. There's a lot of wild ones out there. My Watchdog Mary, my mother, was telling me today, you know, she's been feeding her birds and, you know, bird feed and everything. She said that a crane was tapping at her window.
Wow.
Cranes. Isn't that neat? So I was like, look at this, you know. So she put her heart open, and thanks for listening, Mom, tonight. I love you. But she had me cracking up. You know, you got to give – they're used to you giving them food, and then you – and then probably it was empty. And they know.
Oh wow!
Isn't that something? So they are very smart, tapping on the bedroom or the patio window.
Yeah, they know whose door to come to.
That's it. But anyway, Watchdog Mary, we got a minute and like 10 seconds, and I want to thank you for coming back on air tonight and interview, awesome interview, and going to welcome you back again and again. And keep up the great work you are doing. A standing ovation, Watchdog Mary, from Pitbull Debbie.
Well, thank you. And thank you for all your efforts.
Hey, you're so welcome. And everybody, next week, the show, live show is on every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals, every Thursday live. And next week will be Donna Hughes, the country singer. We're going to be discussing dogs on chains, okay? He's held in the summer.
Good topic.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So please join us next week. Thank you, Christina, for calling in from Paws Across America Advocacy. And Watchdog Mary, keep it up. Keep up the great work, and we'll be in contact. And thanks for hooking me up with all them guests you hooked me up with before. Teamwork is rock.
Sure.
Good night, everyone. And may God bless you all. And hope you tune in next week. Good night. Have a peaceful evening. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
You're so welcome.